You know, we're talking about a couple of weeks ago when you mind a grandchild, whenever you mind a child, you do, it's like hiring a car. You have to go and check for any marks or dents.
Previous damage.
And so
yes.
When you give it back, you go, I didn't do the scratch on the knee.
Yeah.
I didn't do the bump on the head. So you have to, just noting that that's how he is when we picked him up. Anyway, the other day we had the grandchild and took him outside, and he likes working with trucks.
How old is he?
26. Yeah.
No, he's 3, isn't he? Or 2 or 3?
No, he's nearly 2. No, he'll be 2.
So he's talking or walking?
Yeah, walking, talking. Yeah, yeah, smoking and drinking. Yeah. Anyway, so and it was like this gravelly stuff. So he puts the gravel in the back of the truck and then he pulls it out again. No, it's good fun. It's, you know,
the best. Do you get down and play?
Or absolutely.
Or just on your phone, like looking over. Oh, he's falling in the pool. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. But do you get down on your knees?
I'm down on my knees, sitting in the gravel. Sitting in the gravel. And then he picks up a handful of it. It was like the little white stones. You've seen them at my place outside.
I think they're called technically Lilydale toppings. Might be the. That's
oh, well,
what,
yeah.
That's the name
only
of the
only a bloke
stone.
Who's done a job for. What's her name?
I've done jobs for. What?
You know, with the tree man.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Chris Amari. I've done a job for them.
Yeah.
I learned that then.
Yeah. So correct. It was exactly that. So he gets it. And he throws it at the fence, and it makes a really good noise, and he starts laughing.
Metal fence.
So I'm watching him, and as he throws it, I pick up a big handful, and it really makes a big explosion on the fence. And it's going back all over him, and he's loving it. He's howling with laughter. And as he's getting covered, not a lot, but little, and they're not getting in his eyes. They're coming from, all safe. It's no, don't go ringing some department.
Docs.
Yeah.
Department of Community Service. Yeah. Who you got to ring?
And anyway. Maybe a couple of bits in his hair, okay?
Whatever.
So then we're going to take him back. Better check his nappy. Well, and then Selena, I don't do nappies.
You don't do the nappy?
Well, I just don't, you know, I don't reverse trailers in the, and I just don't want to do it. I'd probably do it wrong. If there's some, I would do it if there was no one else there.
Yeah, sure. Have you ever done one? Or
I've done yours a couple of times. Not that I don't do it, but I will do it. But I just haven't got my certified license. Anyway.
You know, Russell Brand said he's I mean, grandchild's a different thing, but he's got kids and he said he's never changed a nappy with like 2 or 3 kids. He lets his wife do it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Because generally these days the dad does change nappies as well as the mum.
So anyway, better change his nappy.
Yeah.
Oh, he hasn't. Luckily we checked because his underpants are full of gravel.
Oh, no.
So it's gone down his shirt, down his back, somehow got down past the top of the thing, and it's like a handful of gravel in his underpants.
I imagine lucky he didn't take him.
Yeah. They go, what have they been doing there? What have they been feeding him?
What have they been eating?
What has he been eating? Handful of gravel down your pants. Imagine, and also, poor thing, walking around with gravel in your pants.
Oh, gravel rash.
Well, it would be worse than gravel rash. It wouldn't be as bad as shitting your pants, but.
Oh,
did I tell you about the time I did that?
You had gravel in your pants?
No, the time that I got bully belly.
Oh, yeah. And you walked across the road and someone tooted the horn.
And I shot myself. I thought I was hanging on okay. Then
terrible. Oh, that poor little kid.
Yeah, anyway, he was fine. We got the gravel out. And just for a joke, we put a couple of Frankfurter sausages down there just for the just to surprise him. You know what I mean? You know, the little boys. Put a couple of little boys down there.
Yeah, keep on their toes.
just make sure, you know.
I love it.
Like every time you send it, but it's like, you know, when you're a kid and your mum would put a special surprise in your lunch, like a
so
chocolate
excited,
biscuit
yeah.
or
a little packet of chips or
barbecue shapes or something. In the nappy, we should be putting a little
surprise,
a little chocolate biscuit down there. maybe, you know.
Nappies are like your own kid's nappy smells bad, but another person's nappy smells even worse.
Yeah, I must admit with him, he doesn't smell too, to me, he doesn't smell too bad.
Is that bad?
No. Oh, I don't smell it inside. I smell it outside, but not inside. Then again, it could be me. I'm smelling myself.
Yes. Oh, man, changing nappies. Thank God those days are over for me.
Yeah, well, it comes back around. It does come back around.
Oh, man, every time I go and see Mum, who's in rehab at the moment, so she had a fall, she's okay, it always smells like someone's shat themselves. Every day. I swear there's not a day. I walked in today. I'm like, smells pretty good. Turn the corner.
Because when you do the course for caring for the elderly, is that a day? Is that a class?
Man, that's a couple of hours.
Okay, the changing of the nappy. Oh, what? No, I didn't read that in the brochure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, here you go.
It's a very basic thing.
And when they do it, I stand and applaud. I stand and applaud.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Good bloody good on them.
I mean, the nappies they've got nowadays are pretty good.
Yeah, but, you know, you've done number twos. That number twos are number twos, you know what I mean? It does smell. It's waste from your body, so it's going to smell.
Are you enjoying this conversation?
Enjoy your breakfast. Here's the music.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related Now. Please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Anyway, welcome to the podcast. We talk about all sorts of things on here.
And, yeah, unfortunately.
And look, well, let's just get our topic.
Yeah, look, two topics unrelated, but they are related and they're somehow related. So, this
and if you're in Melbourne, we're doing the podcast festival. Melbourne
Podcast Festival.
Well, there's a few seats available at the Jam Factory.
Yeah, let's hope we sell out.
It will.
Yeah, hopefully it does. And you're doing yours with Kitty Flanagan.
Yeah, about junk food, about snack food.
Yeah, that's already sold out.
It's a 40-seater. I'm like, whatever, we don't care. Yeah. You know, it's all good. It's gold class. Okay, so what are the topics, Sam?
Pasta and feet.
Ooh, how much you like? I just made my spaghetti sauce for tonight. Put it in the oven.
Make it in the oven?
Well, I make it on top of the oven in a pot, in a La Crusade casserole pot.
Oh, yeah.
And then I put it in the oven to cook for like 10 hours or something. Because I remember reading...
You know, a little bit of red wine in it?
No red wine. I remember reading, if I had some, I would put it in. I've done that before. I remember reading Adam Lior. Maybe he has good recipes in the paper. Adam. Anyway, he was one of the MasterChef guys. And he said, the problem with most people's bolognese is they don't cook it long enough.
Oh, okay. It doesn't go tough, though, does it, if you cook it for too long?
No, beautiful. Gets better and better.
Okay, is spaghetti bolognese the first thing that your average, I'm going to say average bloke learns?
Yes.
Yes. I remember while living with Peter Rosethorne, he was very good at making
spaghetti. What a funny house that would be. Oh, my God. Look at ladies.
Yeah, look out. But it's such a versatile dish.
It's great.
Because you can, if you've got some, you can go the standard meat with the tomato and the garlic and the onion. With a little bit of Italian
salt, Italian sauce,
Italian not dressing, Italian
herbs.
Jeez, I'm losing my words. But then you can throw, like with ours, we throw in a bit of chili,
carrot,
vegetables
celery.
If you want. You can make it such a beautiful meal. And I've got to say, on a winter's day,
nothing better.
What are you having with spaghetti?
Spaghetti. I always say, sometimes Kira wants, she calls them pipes, which is, you know, penne. But I just like spaghetti.
Do you have spaghetti with the hole in it, or do you have spaghetti? Do you like the angel hair, or do you go for standard issue? Standard issue. They're numbered, aren't they?
Yes, by the width.
Like angel hair.
Too
wussy. And I like standard issue.
I like standard issue spaghetti.
I remember that was the first thing I remember about having good manners, which was eating spaghetti with a spoon.
Oh, yes.
So you picked up a bit of spaghetti, bring the spoon across, and you spin it into it.
Yes.
And then up into the... Because if you just... A lot of people, uncouth, went straight fork in, twirl fork.
Then into the mouth, and it's all dribbling out.
And then there'd be long bits, and they would go up. I remember my dad used to... Then he'd start sucking.
Yeah.
And they would go like... They were like a whiplash, and it'd be bits of meat sauce flicking around the room. Dad! Don't suck it up like that.
But you remember pasta wasn't really part of our childhood, in a way.
No, it came in a little bit later.
Late 70s? Early 80s?
Yeah, I remember.
I remember Mum would cook it for like a dinner party.
It was special.
And my dad would always say, that's the entree, what's for main, after eating pasta. He saw it as an entree.
You're getting your big meat load and you're getting your carb load. It's pretty good.
Can't wait. A lot of cheese on it.
What I'm doing of late, which I'm loving, because we're getting the salad as well, and I'm throwing a bit, I'm having a bit of the pasta, but then getting, and then throwing some salad in and mixing it up into this.
What?
Hot. Is that wrong?
You're putting salad with the pasta.
I'm embarrassed now.
That's a bit weird. What sort of, seriously,
it works.
Lettuce and tomato and?
Balsamic. It works. But I'm uncouth, yeah? Okay, I've gone from
there. Maybe that's very Italian, I don't know.
I don't know, but I love with the throwing of some spinach through it and
spinach. How often do you have past, do you reckon? Because it is a classic thing that people stop eating to lose weight.
We went through a period where we didn't have it very much at all, but of late we've been having it, and I've been loving it. And then Celine will make like a baked thing vegetarian lasagna. Yeah. And
what's your favourite pasta? What's your favourite pasta?
Oh, well, spaghetti.
I'm with you.
Bolognese.
But, second?
Second? Meatballs.
Oh. I've got to say, actually, my favourite pasta is seafood pasta, marinara,
which we never used to. That's heavy in the garlic, isn't it?
Oh, I love it.
But the only one thing I worry about, that there might be a bit of fish in there. I look at it and I go, I don't know what you are, and I don't know what you are. You go, what's that squiggly bit over there? Don't worry about it. It's a bit of seafood.
Part of the marinara mix, mate.
No. And a bit of Parmesan.
Lots of Parmesan.
It's a big starch load, though, isn't it? If I'm going to get reflux, I get it with the starch load.
So hang on, we'll go through the pastas.
Fuselli.
Spaghetti. Let's just go through the pasta sauces. Your number one is bolognese?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Number two is meatballs?
Yeah, well, it's the same thing, but meatballs are just a lot beautiful.
Meatballs,
had them on Saturday night. We had them on Saturday night.
I reckon meatballs better than bolognese in a way.
I don't know. There's something about getting that meatball on the end of the fork with a bit of pasta. As it's coming towards your mouth, you're going, I'm going to heaven.
Do you break the meatball up into bits?
Good point. How big's your ball? If it's a small ball.
As are normally smaller than a golf ball.
And are you measuring out small? Because we had big balls the other night, and they had to be broken up.
Yeah, you got to break them up.
And we only had two balls per plate.
Oh, that's not very many.
But the big balls.
Oh, the big balls.
Hard to get the big balls in your mouth. You can't get a whole ball in your mouth.
So I've heard, Vicar. Okay, so what about carbonara? Where do you stand on carbonara?
It's a bit heavy. A lot of cheese.
Bacon, cheese, cream.
It's not bad. A small amount is good, but you never get through a whole load of it.
Oh. Okay, what else have we got? Lasagna?
Oh, yeah. We had lasagna the other night. I like vegetarian lasagna, and I like meat lasagna. Have it all the time. Again, bit of salad in together. Hello, beautiful marriage. You're pulling the face.
Faces when
you're
saying
it. So you have any? Do you just have the pasta and no salad?
No, we have salad. But
how do you eat your salad?
I eat it first.
Oh, so is that your punishment?
That's my punishment. And then I get to the pasta.
Sometimes
I have a little bit of pasta and I go, oh, that's so good.
I think you need the both in the mouth.
It's European to eat the salad first, I think.
Apparently. Making that up. Yeah.
Okay. No, I went to Faster Pasta one day, the outlet.
Oh, yeah.
Faster Pasta. Okay, what about ravioli?
That's in the tube, isn't it?
No, the squares with the little
stuff. Oh, yeah, not bad.
Do you like a cheesy bread or mushroom?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be on okay. Sometimes at a restaurant you'll have it and you go, I'm a bit disappointed. I don't know. It's kind of like, it's.
You open it up and
feels like they ran out of ideas. They have all the others and they go, whatever. Oh, let's put the meat inside of the pasta. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Go with that. No, so not bad.
What about penne? Just penne, like a. We'll talk about types of pastas now.
Okay.
Like a penne, like the pies.
Well, yeah. Again. See, I like a fair bit of pasta on the fork. So with a penne, you get one tube.
Yeah.
One tube with a bit of thing. And you go, I need more happening.
What about a baked cannelloni? So like the
beautiful.
Baked.
Yeah, beautiful.
With like cheese and tomato.
Yeah, heavy, but beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Geez, you know your pastas.
Well, the kids love pasta, so you just come up with every kind of combination over the.
How do you go? Is chicken legitimate?
We never have chicken with pasta, ever.
I've had it at a restaurant. Chicken and
Like a cream and a creamy pasta.
Yeah. I don't know. You should try it. It's good. So everything's meat-related with you, or fish.
Oh, I mean, I love fish pasta, but
what about prawns?
Oh, yeah.
Prawn and
spaghetti, tomato sauce, bit of garlic. Mm. Oh, the best.
Yeah. What are the... You've got tagliatelle, you've got tortellini, you've got fettuccine. They're all just very...
I mean, their fettuccine's like spaghetti, just flat, isn't it, really?
But why do they just... What's the idea? They're coming up with different shapes. What's the point of that? Because you've already got it right. What, you know, there's some like little Ferris wheels.
There must be something. I mean, it wasn't pasta Italian, but they bought it.
Wasn't it Chinese? Didn't we talk
Marco
about
Marco Polo?
Apparently. Polo's gone over there and gone.
A few things.
Yeah. Back in the...
Gee, I'm loving what they're doing with flour and water over here.
What's mac and cheese?
Oh, mac and cheese is a classic dish. American, I think it's American, where that is great. That's little pipes, like tiny little pipes.
Baked.
With cheese, a bit of onion... Cream. Yeah, it's beautiful, but very fattening. Oof.
See, I love, here's what I love. A couple of things I like. I like a pasta salad.
I like tuna salad. Yeah, tuna salad. Pasta.
Yeah.
Tuna pasta.
Yeah, that's
oh, good. You like a pasta salad? Yeah, Kieran likes it. I don't like pasta
salad. What about a vegetable soup where you throw in some pasta?
Minestrone.
Beautiful. See, if you've got a minestrone. Minestrone, not bad. But you throw in some pasta with it.
It's a meal.
Like, as we say, when they get together having a party, all the veggies, and they enter a soup, when pasta turns up, they go, oh, okay, now we're a meal.
The king.
So you have a soup with pasta through it and a bit of toast. You're done. Sunday night, you're done. It's a meal. 2 minute noodles, do they count?
Yeah. God, they used to be great, didn't they?
They were a staple thing if you're in a share house.
Or office workers. Yeah.
What was it? It was a cup of noodles that you poured
meal in a cup.
Emulsifier and all that sort of shit.
Oh, that little satchel.
Which was full of salt and.
It's the best.
But it wasn't. Yeah, well, I mean, it got you through the day, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's very good for you.
And do you have a trick for knowing when you are al dente?
Yeah, because my brother's Swiss, married to a Swiss Italian woman. She would, when they would go to mum and dad, she would take over cooking the pasta because mum would always overcook it.
Yeah.
I think it's a classic Aussie thing to overcook the pasta.
Yeah.
Because when you go to Italy, they have it very...
It's quite, not chewy, but
and practically uncooked.
Well, I don't love it al dente. If al dente is what it is...
A few more minutes in the pot, I reckon.
Yeah, I do too. Because I don't want it to be sloppy.
No.
But I want... But there's the old trick, you throw it against the wall.
Oh, yeah, right, do you?
Yeah, not the whole pot, you idiot. Just one bit. Yeah,
I don't pull a bit out and
taste it. You just taste it. Yeah, you try throwing it against the wall. Oh, if it sticks, or throw it against a family member or something.
Kid's head.
Yeah.
I've got to say, I like pasta. I reckon it's a great invention.
Is it your death row meal?
No, we've talked about this before. I'd have schnitzel.
Yeah, I'd have schnitzel too. Yeah.
And a bit of coleslaw and some chips maybe. I'm yet to murder anyone to get on the death row.
Because you would think that pasta would be big in prison. Hello to anyone in prison.
In prison, listen, good on you guys. Well, you may have done something bad, but you're serving your time.
Yep.
I would expect pasta would be big in prison because it's easy to make.
It's easy.
And cheap.
But you know what's hard is knowing, like, how do you serve your pasta? Do you have one of those ladle things with the fingers on it?
I cook it in a big pot which already has a colander in it.
Colander, yeah.
Then I take it out of that, then I pour it into another colander, then I pour it back into the pot and add the sauce.
Oh, so it's already made up when it comes onto the plate. So you're not
going... Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's already mixed through.
Absolutely.
Because the other way to go is to put the pasta out and there's a nice...
People put their own sauce.
Well, you put the nice and neat pile of...
sauce on top.
On top, and then you do your own mixing.
Well...
But I like your style.
We used to do that, and then the kids said, why can't we have it all mixed through already?
Yeah, You're doing everything.
It's little buggers. So I said, yeah, we can do that. So, but then again, that makes keeping leftovers harder because you'd keep the meat saucer and you'd have half left, but now it's all in the pasta. But
there's a TV show. Foods that are better the second day. Like soups and casseroles pasta sauce is always great the second day.
Oof, better.
A bit of leftover pasta. Yeah. What are you having for lunch? You want to go have lunch? No thanks. I got pasta from last night.
It. And you know, you make a bolognese, it can be turned into something else the next day, whether it's a pie or nachos or anything.
Yeah. Put it in.
Sorry, nachos, more tacos, but you know, anyway.
Okay, feet.
Feet very important, very underrated, I believe.
Well, you've got to say the heart and the feet are the two biggest. I mean, the feet, I mean, every day.
Hang on, what about the eyes and the ears?
But they're not, I suppose
what about
the eyes are
the, what about that bit of your body? That's important, isn't it?
I don't think it is as important as your penis.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, sorry.
You think your feet, no, I think in terms of.
All day, every day.
Heart, eyes. Ears, feet. That's how I would go.
Heart,
what
eyes.
Hands?
Mouth. Okay,
they're in the top 10.
Okay, we'll just give them their top 10. And they're...
Maybe top 5.
They're taking all of it.
Oh, man. Yeah, you look at your feet.
All goes down into the feet. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, if you want to run, feet's doing it. You want to jump over something.
Your knees.
You want to kick something. Feet again. So no wonder you look at people's feet. They go, that poor old worn out thing that it is.
Yeah, people have feet fetishes. Kate Lambrook has a feet fetish.
What?
She loves seeing people's feet. Yeah.
That's very common, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I don't find feet sexy at all.
Some feet, it can be sexy. Here, look at mine.
Oh, I know you got shoes on, but my toenails always need cutting. But
I'm a cold foot sufferer.
Oh, you're like a woman. Women suffer from cold extremities.
I don't know what it is, but they're like blocks of ice sometimes. Some days they're fine. Some days I get the Ugg boots do the thing. Some days I just can't get them warm.
It's a lack of circulation, isn't it?
Yeah, does that mean I'm about to keel over?
Probably. I don't know. Feet are interesting, aren't they? Because they're such an important thing, but we don't... Do we look after our feet? Have you been to a podiatrist?
I have been, only once, and apparently my feet were very good. I've got baby skin on my feet, and my arches are very good. I was fully waiting for her to say we're going to have to put
You have to walk with a heel a foot higher than the other one, yeah.
Yeah, she said it was fine. I've got a little bit of build-up, not a corn. What are all the ailments the feet can have?
Pamplona.
Pamplona, that's a place.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we've talked about this, the wart on your foot.
Yeah.
Mum would talk about wear thongs in the showers at the caravan park. Get Pamplona.
Yeah.
Blisters.
Oh, bunions.
Aren't they painful?
Corns.
Oh, they get a bashing, don't they?
Heel spurs. Have you seen someone with a cracked heel?
Oh,
God, yeah. That's painful. And there's nothing, it's like it dries out, there's no blood supply, and it's just like you've got to get it buzzed off or something.
What about that thing that's going around in Victoria, that bug? The bug that eats your foot. And it's in the coastal areas.
No.
Yeah. One of my friends, Monica.
It eats your foot.
Monica Makeup, we call her. She's a makeup artist. You know, she's married to Darren, who's a first AD, a director guy.
Yeah.
They were staying, they had a beach house in Mornington, and he got it. And she showed me photos. It's the most horrific thing. And it's spreading around where you holiday a bit, around there too, a little bit. But it's mainly down on the Mornington Peninsula. And it's this flesh-eating bug thing that gets on your foot.
Yeah. So you get up in the morning and you go, this is going to count my toes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that one, 1, 2, 3.
There's a hole in his middle of his foot. And she showed me the photos. And because she went to a doctor in Melbourne, they were like, that's just an infection. He went to a doctor down there where they've seen a lot of it down coastal.
And what do they do for it? Is it like a...
Sort of treat it, but he said, the doctor said, look, anecdotally, everyone that I've treated who's either a surfer or a fisherman or at the beach, they seem to heal better.
Right.
So it's maybe the salt water has something to do with it.
Well, that's what happened to Bert, wasn't it? Bert Newton.
Really?
He wasn't one of those, but he had a cut on his foot and it wouldn't heal. And they said to him, I hope I get this right. They basically said, would it be gangrene? Would it be? They said you haven't got long to live if we leave it. So we've got to take it off.
God.
Yeah.
They took it off of the knee.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was because it had a cut that because of his. Oh, I hope I'm getting this right. Because I think with diabetes, I think that's when you get into trouble.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, all good things to look forward to. Okay,
good
what
times.
Else you got? Ingrow toenails?
Oh, painful.
Gout? What about gout?
Yeah, my dad had gout. Oh, it's painful.
What about a nice fungal infection?
Oh.
But is it true that if you urinate on your own foot, that it can clear all that stuff up?
Apparently. I don't know if that's true. But, it's true. Because I suppose they're confined all the time in a sock in a sweaty area, they would just breed a bit of that stuff,
And what about, have you ever, I had a massage in Bali.
On your foot?
Oh, it was so hard. It was like that fine line between really painful and really pleasurable. And the guy just had the strongest. Here, when you get them done at the shops, not that good. In Bali, really good. And then
generally, a massage down the shops is never that.
I'm telling you, when I go to the super down the Southland,
we often
get a little. We don't get a foot massage. We get a back massage. It's very good. But I'm not sure about.
The foot is the soul, isn't it? The foot is the soul of the...
You see a picture on the wall, it goes, here's your kidneys there. If I press there, you're going, bullshit, that's not my kidneys. That's the ass of my foot. And there's your liver over there.
Tell you what,
though,
occasionally you'll get up and you'll walk and you'll think, oh, I've stuffed one of my feet up. And it's the worst feeling ever. Because I know with Kira, my partner, who fractured her ankle on the footpath, she goes, people just underestimate walking. You undervalue it.
That's exactly right.
And once you're laid up, you look at people and you're so jealous. She goes, oh, look at that guy running. I'm so jealous.
Like,
yeah.
Back in the comedy company, of course, put comedy on the map in Australia. Don't worry about it. I got we did 36 hours per year, 2 years, 72 episodes, whatever. When I got really tired doing that show, my feet would hurt. No, it was like an acupressure thing, like just under. It was like something's going on here. I'm nearly limping. My feet are hurting so much. What is that telling me? And it wasn't like I was out playing.
She's wearing calipers as Uncle Arthur, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. What about working in a job where you're on your feet, like retail?
Or on concrete, like a chef. Like
terrible.
Terrible. And it goes up the line. It goes up to your back. Everything gets thrown out. Have you got with your feet, are your feet both the same size?
Yeah, one's a little bit.
Yeah, I think most people have that. Yeah. It was a great sketch that I wrote that didn't have a tag. I wrote it for Kim Ginger, which was he went into a shop and said, it was a good sketch. He goes, like a pair of shoes. And then he goes, I'm one of these crazy people that has one foot a lot smaller than the other. Mm. And he pulls out one foot, then he pulls out the other one. And we had a doll's foot. Like he had a foot like, you
well,
know.
I think that's it. That's the out.
Oh, yeah, right. So you should have been working, but we continue.
That's the punchline.
Yeah, okay.
We comedy can't be 36 hours a week or whatever. Maybe every sketch's got to go for 5 minutes. So
here's something. Is cutting your toenails something to be done without other people seeing?
Yeah, I think so.
So have you
ever had someone do it for you though, the podiatrist?
Oh yeah,
great,
yeah,
so good. I know my parents have a podiatrist who comes over. They reckon it's the best part of the week when he turns up.
Yeah, and apparently, yeah, and you get it shaved down. Because I think toenails grow slower than your fingernails.
Yeah, they do actually.
But what if you do them inside? You go click, and you
where'd
go.
Where'd it go? Yeah, where'd it go?
Where is it?
We've got to either do them on newspaper or outside.
On newspaper. You do it on the newspaper.
Kids do it on the newspaper. I go outside.
Except I was doing it outside. Yes, only yesterday. I was doing it outside I'd been surfing and I went home. I have a little clipper in my car. Carry it around just when I go. I'm going to kill a bit of time. I'm early. I'll just be outside doing it. Anyway, and then a guy walks past and looks at me. I'm going, I don't want to be looked at while I'm doing my nails.
But also you get to the stage where you can't reach your toes. You're that old. You go, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I've got to forget that. The left one is harder. One of them's harder if you're left-handed or right-handed.
Oh, the big one, he gives you some nail to work with.
Oh, man. You go in once.
Yeah.
You go, I've got to put my foot down. You go back again. Oh, I've always done it. Oh, that'll do. My wife says I cut my toenails to the length of when she thinks they need to be cut again. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, okay.
Because I'm this, yeah, they're so crazy.
Well, you got to watch out going too slow. You got to watch out that you
don't go too close.
Yeah.
That's how you get ingrown toenails.
Yeah. Have you ever had one?
Oh, that painful. Pain?
What do you do with
it? I had one the other day, and the doctor said, cut a V in the middle of the nail, and then the nail will grow towards each other and come out of the side of your toe.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I had to cut a little V in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I was like a podiatrist, whatever.
God, you're a doctor.
Whatever.
You're a podiatrist. You're a chef.
Whatever.
You're a five hat.
Comedian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Podcaster.
Okay.
Well, we should have some thinking music. What are we going to have? What are we going to have?
Oh, I know what we can do. Because one thing we didn't talk about, like ballet dancers, how hard their feet work. What's that thing they do in where they bind your feet up in Japan? Dancing. Your feet work very hard with dancing. Let's do. Can you Irish dance?
Not really. I'm Irish background, but I don't know how to Irish dance. You just don't move your hands.
I'm just looking at the floors here.
Mm-hmm. Could you teach me?
I could teach you.
You did a very famous scene in Kath and Kim.
Yeah, at the wedding where we did some Irish dancing. Mm-hmm. And all you need to do is, look, what we'll do is, we've got wooden floors in here, which is good. Yeah. And what sort of shoes you got? You got like a good heel on your shoe?
Yeah, I got a heel here.
Yeah, I got a nice heel on mine.
Cuban.
Okay, so let's just stand up straight. Standing up.
Okay, yep.
Standing up straight. And one, and...
Hit the music. Okay.
Oh, that's it, Dave. Now, throw it around. That's it. Oh. Kick.
Diddly-dee.
Don't move your top half.
Like I'm river dance. I'm that guy.
Yeah. Get the bottom half going really fast.
Oh, yeah.
Very... And spin around. Spin around. Now, kick high.
Oh.
And do a little jump. Oh. Yeah, that's good. Okay, now I go up to you, and then I turn around, and I go around the other way. You're a natural.
Like Michael Flatley.
You are like Michael, which means you'd like to have sex straight after.
Yeah,
I like you as a friend, but let's just leave it at that show. Keep on dancing.
Woo.
Yeah, keep on going.
Woo. Gee, that was a workout.
Jesus. You're very impressive. Lucky we had the dance floor in here.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exhausting.
Yeah. No, well done. So
let it
come naturally. So there's something you can do. Given you had a broken leg and everything, you did very well.
Irish jig.
Yeah. Okay.
What is your guess? Pasta and feet. I think maybe the first pasta was a they use the feet to get the shape or something. They use the outline of a foot. Don't know how that
I think this is one of the hardest ones we've done.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was thinking maybe they used to pull the spaghetti out with their feet.
Oh,
but the water would be too hot, wouldn't it?
They didn't have tongs.
Yeah, they didn't have tongs. For some reason, they didn't. And this is not very good. But you know the ladle you've got that looks like a foot?
Yes.
I reckon that they've gone, what we need, because they couldn't pick up the spaghetti with two sticks.
No.
They went, then we need something that is got fingers on it or toes on it, and then we can pick up the spaghetti. So the ladle that you pull spaghetti out with was based on a foot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying your answer was boring, but I was yawning then. But
you need some carbs. You need some.
I need some carbs. You're right. Yeah, I do. Yeah. All right. What is your answer, Sam?
Pasta was kneaded by foot in Italy. In people's homes, most made pasta by mixing and kneading it by hand. But pasta was also made in factories dating back to at least the 1700s. They wanted to make as much pasta as possible, but without machines, they had to use their feet.
Oh, well, that would make sense.
Yeah, so, but they're like grapes, you know, like I suppose squashed, you know, they kneaded it with
so
their feet.
So they were inferring that it was so hard to,
yeah,
to get through that they needed the body weight. Then again, there's the poor old feet doing the hard work.
I know, the hands are just sitting back.
Oh, no.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
So you're in the kitchen at home. Dad, what's for dinner? Oh, Dad's sitting down, taking his shoes off again.
Pasta.
Not with it, Dad. But you haven't. If you cleaned your nails, Dad. Oh, don't worry, they're clean enough.
See, who came up with that idea? Who was in the Italian kitchen or wherever, and said we need something? The hands just don't do it.
Because I'm
take off your shoes, Giovanni. Get up on the table.
Got to be honest, your fingers are more better than your toes.
Yeah,
so and with pasta, have you ever made pasta?
Oh, like maybe once.
Because don't you have to roll it?
Yes.
And then you feed it into a thing. And
yeah,
then,
yeah, which does the pressure.
So
I suppose.
You're rolling it. It's not like you're making pizza dough. You're getting it flat.
No,
you're doing it. So, yeah.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. So
you know, you learn something every. Something new every day on this show.
Well, look, if you are at home and you think about what to have for dinner tonight, maybe think about doing it with your feet. And
with the shoes off.
With your shoes off. And so you're eating the spaghetti and you get a bit of a fingernail in there. Oh, that's how you get a toenail in there. And
what a bonus.
Yeah.
Bit of tinea.
Dad, bolognese sauce. There's something in there as well.
Some yellow speckly stuff.
Bit of fungal.
Bit of fungal
growth, you know.
Oh.